Hi there and welcome to Easy Sing On podcast number 106, and it's going to be the last one for a while. I'm going to take a break, but I'll tell you a bit more about that a little bit later on. No Paul Lane this week. God knows what he's up to. I've got another thing from Dave Miles from Bristol. I've got a couple of things from him, actually. A couple of things. And I've found a folder that I haven't used for ages. I've got loads of different folders that I put music into that I get sent. And I've found a folder. I don't know why I haven't seen it. Some great music in it, so I'm going to delve into that one. The first thing in that folder is a band called Isaw. That's A-I-S-A-W. This is a great song to start the podcast with. This is Massimo.
Fantabulastic, this man's elastic. Massive hands wrapped in plastic habits. Hackett jerseys, drag racing hearses. Wilson reversing, cursing curses. What to do with his wealth and worth? He experiences the worst of money born from father's purse. Call you sir, sir. Jamtastic, this man's elastic. Burn dough and cash like matchstick. He the most like millionastic. Anger breeds flip like gymnastic. Not spending, must be drastic. Reckon his heart must be lapsing. Face white like coke in rapsin. Jolly good and jolly fantastic. His name's Max and he's elastic. Hold on, he's tragic. Downward spiral like stacked it. His son was born in traffic. Malpractice parent role. Vending machine sells his soul. He know why he fell down hole. Drug twist his balls. Massimo Classico down fall and whoa, no hope. He jumps now. Trip and fall into hole. Can't see way out. He can't escape now. Massimo Fassi whole blood on your hands and nose and face now. Massimo, Massimo, come on and save yourself now. Yes, I'll call him Massimo. Hero or no, he's Massimo. Might fail, he's only Massimo. He's Max Maxima Massimo. He's known as Mr. Massimo. Hey, don't you know him, Massimo? We love him, so he's Massimo. He can't say no, my Massimo. What does he know that Massimo goes with the flow, my Massimo? Don't we all know a Massimo? How do you know a Massimo? I'ma call him Massimo. Hero or no, he's Massimo. Might fail, he's only Massimo. He's Max Maxima Massimo. Now trip and fall into hole, can't see way out, he can't escape now. Massimo Fassi, whole blood on your hands and nose and face now. Massimo, Massimo, come on and save yourself now. Massimo Classy, cold down, fall and whoa, no hope, he jumps now. Trip and fall into hole, can't see way out, he can't escape now. Massimo Fassi, whole blood on your hands and nose and face now. Massimo, Massimo, come on and save yourself now. Massimo Classy, cold down, fall and whoa, no hope, he jumps now. Trip and fall into hole, can't see way out, he can't escape now. Massimo Fassi, whole blood on your hands and nose and face now. Massimo, Massimo, come on and save yourself now.
Hello, I'm a posh bird, and you're listening to Nick Tan's Is This Thing On podcast.
Ah, what a track that was. That was Isaw and Massimo. One of the reasons why I'm not going to be podcasting for the whole of November is I've got lots of gigs. One of the gigs I'm playing is in Brentford Library. I'm really looking forward to it because it's going to be a nice hour-long show. I've got a nice audience that want to come and listen to me. Part of the audience will be the fantastic, the mighty Ross Kenning, who's the drummer from this next band I'm going to play you this very moment. This is Ex Libras and Teenage Eyes.
Thank you. began to fight. Into the anemic memory of his mustache. And now his prismatic analysis won't let him light. Now all his teenage pregnant bitch keeps chewing.
My name is Keiko, and you are listening to Nick Tan's Is This Thing On podcast.
Great track there, and a fantastic video to go with that as well. Now, the next track I'm going to play you, I played a couple of months ago. It went down very well then, and hopefully it'll go down very well now. This is Big Block 454, fantastic tracks. It's called Pajamageddon. Listen to the Prince influences. I can hear loads of that Prince bass. See if you can hear it. Anyway, this is great. Pajamageddon, yeah, this band, Big Block 454.
With dust, her eyes were filled with dust, filled with dust. You're listening to Nick Tan's Is This Thing On podcast.
Fantastic, great little track. There's so much going on. I think every time we listen to that, or every time I listen to that, I hear something else. Another little influence, another little nuance. I'll talk to you a little bit later on about things that I'm doing, and also something that really pissed me off earlier on this week. I might talk about that. I don't know. I'm in quite a good mood now, so I may or may not. Anyway, listen to this. This is a great track. It's by Leibovitz. Leibovitz is called So Flar, So Good.
Thank you. This is Matt from King Never, and you're listening to Nick Tan's Is This Thing On podcast.
Great little track there. That was Leibovitz and So Far, So Good. Now, earlier on today, Clara Barker sent me a message on Facebook saying, could you like a page for me? It's my new album that I'm releasing at some point. Making available to people to buy, etc. And I said, well, send me a track. I'll bloody play on the podcast. And I'm going to do that this very, very moment. I'm guessing this is a live album because this track sounds like it's live. It sounds like it's come straight off the desk, you know. So yeah, have a listen to this. She does a bit of talking at the beginning, so just listen to it and you'll get the idea. Anyway, this is Clara Barker and With You.
Yes, I'm drinking whiskey. If you were doing this, you would be too. This next song is kind of an old one, but I haven't released it yet. And it's a song about pulling a fitty and not quite believing your look. I always call it With You, but whenever anyone who's heard it talks about it, they always refer to it as the Beach song, so I guess that's what it's called. They're right to do it, to be honest. But so yeah, this is the Beach song. Tired and baby I can't sleep. I'm wide, I've got promises to keep. Lying awake with all the lessons that I never learned. With all the money I could have but I have never earned. I count my blessings, I count you among them three times over. The bluest eyes I've ever seen. I know that honey comes from bees. I know apples grow on trees. I also know that sunshine makes flowers grow. While I will believe the things they tell me to be true, I cannot believe that I am lying here with you. Can't believe I'm lying here with you. I thought that I had my life all planned out. I had it covered, not a shadow of a doubt. You came along and you turned my whole world upside down. It wasn't right anyway. I know that honey comes from bees. I know apples grow on trees. I also know that sunshine makes flowers grow. While I will believe the things they tell me to be true, I cannot believe that I am lying here with you. Can't believe I'm lying here with you. Your smile has a thousand shining stars inside it. I'm so in love and I know better than to try to hide it. I'll give you everything my tiny world will hold inside. My heart lies dreaming in your hands. I know that honey comes from bees. I know apples grow on trees. I also know that sunshine makes flowers grow. While I will believe the things they tell me to be true, I cannot believe that I am lying here with you. Can't believe I'm lying here with you. I know that honey comes from bees. I know apples grow on trees. I also know that sunshine makes flowers grow. While I will believe the things they tell me to be true, I cannot believe that I am lying here with you. Can't believe I'm lying here with you. Thanks very much.
Hello, this is Clara Barker, and you're listening to Nick Tan's fabulous podcast, Is This Thing On?
Yeah, it's Halloween tomorrow, I think. Anyway, that was the lovely Clara Barker. She does all the album covers, she does topless. I don't know if you've noticed that. So if you go and look at her website, they're all topless pictures of her. It's disgraceful. Disgraceful fantasy gets away with it. Right, no, as I said, no Paul Lane this week, so the only chatter I've got is with Dave Miles. And yeah, this is what we did. So another 7 days has rolled by, Dave.
Hello, Nick, and how are you this week?
I'm a bit tired this week. Not like last week. I think I tired myself out last week. I searched too soon. It's what?
It was a long track, the Zen Hussies one. It went on a long time.
Didn't it? I'm still taking it all in.
Yes.
So what have you got for me this week, Dave? What delights have you got?
So this week we have a lady.
A lady?
A lady from the countryside near Bristol. She lives in a place called Hinton Blewett. And she comes into Bristol from time to time to play the odd gig and to do some music therapy. You're yawning again, Nick.
I told you I was tired. What's music therapy then?
Music therapy is where, I don't know. It's where you...
you nearly sounded like you knew what you were talking about. Oh,
no, but it's like therapy, but with music involved, I'm assuming.
Oh.
Sure, Vicky could explain it better, but that's what she does a lot of the time.
Go on.
Yes.
Oh, very good. Music therapy. Like it. Okay.
She's a talented musician. She plays the harp and she sings a little bit like Joni Mitchell.
Really? Okay.
Maybe the song it's reminiscent of sort of a mixture of Joni Mitchell and Joan Baez. I don't know.
Okay. I'm not a big fan of Joan Baez. Joni Mitchell I like, but Joan Baez I don't like. She was always going about her bloody husband.
Yeah. Well, one of her various husbands.
Yeah. Did she have a few, did she?
I think so. Yeah.
Really? Really?
She's quite hot bit of stuff, old Joan, in her day.
Really? I didn't like it. I thought she looked like Loretta Lynn on a bad day. Loretta Lynn going to church. See, all the teenagers are sitting there going, who the hell are you talking about?
Yeah, well, on all counts.
indeed. Yeah. So, harp. So, was it a big harp? Was it a proper big...
It's a Celtic harp.
Oh, a little one.
Yes, a little one, yes. But, she brought it all the way to the BTFM studio.
Wow.
And gave us a treat of three or four songs, and this is the one I've chosen for today's broadcast.
Okay, well, should we play it?
Yeah, it's called Shine.
Shine, lovely. Okay, so Shine, and what's her name again?
Vicky Burke.
Vicky Burke.
The music therapist.
Just hold a straight line, yeah.
That was Vicky Burke and Shine.
Yes.
I'm not sure about that, Dave.
No, you were. You were sitting there. You were quietly contemplating.
I was.
Because we talk about them, don't we?
Yeah.
You were quiet about that one.
I was trying. I don't know. I was trying to get into it. I think. You know what? I think I'd like to listen to something more. I think I'd like to listen to something a bit something recorded, because to me that was it was interesting that everything it was all interesting, but for me it wasn't sort of like gelling together for the first time. But that doesn't mean that I didn't like it or that I didn't think it was any good. Some things you have to kind of get into, I think, don't you think?
I think you're very right there, Nick. Yes. And Vicky could be one of those people.
She could be.
Yeah.
She could well be. Because I'm listening to it thinking, I don't know. I like the harp bits. I like the orchestral part of it. It seemed like it was a ba, 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 dun, 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 dun.
It's a lovely intro, isn't it?
Ba, 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 ba. Do you know what I mean? It sounded like there could be a big band with horns and everything. Ba, chicka, chicka, ba, ba, ba. That kind of feel to it, but on a harp. And I don't know, I kind of liked that, the chords that she was getting, think that that was syncopated, by the way, the syncopation she was getting. But I thought, I don't know, is the harp enough? I don't know.
I think Vicky, sometimes she'll play, when she comes to play gigs in Bristol, she does have a band with her.
Right. Is it like a 14-piece orchestra with a big brass section?
No, I'm not sure about the band. We didn't really talk about the band much, because she hasn't really got it together properly. I mean, she's written this set of songs over the years, and I think she used to play in a band, and then she didn't for a while. She went to the countryside, and now she's coming back with a new band, and I don't know what the makeup of that band is, so I'm not sure.
That'd be interesting, because I think she's got a lot of arrangements within the harp that she's playing.
Yeah,
and I had a similar sort of thing before I started the band last time. With people that I had all these arrangements in my head, and I was playing bits of the arrangement on guitar. And so then when the band came along, it was like, well, what should we play? It's like, well, actually, I've got it all here because I've been playing it for years. So I think maybe I'll be. She hasn't quite got me yet, but she's piqued my interest, Dave.
Well, she has a website, Nick, as we always check the websites.
Ah, yes.
You can find her there. On Vicky Burke, the usual thing, I think.
Vicky Burke, the usual thing. So it's all right leaving the W's off. You got to put a little bit in afterwards. Let's have a look. Vicky Burke on Twitter. There could be a few of these.
There could be a lot of Vicky Burke. Try and put harp in afterwards.
So I'll put harp in. Vicky Burke and harp. Sutura folk. No, Vicky Burke was better known as
her band, I think, Satura.
Ah, right, okay. I'm not going to go to MySpace. Sorry, I'm just not going to go there.
MySpace, no.
YouTube. I'm not going to go onto YouTube either.
No.
Oh, BristolIndieMedia.org.
Satura, it could be.
So I put that in. Satura. The thing is, I think. Nowadays, I think we're all old enough on the web now to make our own website. It's not that difficult.
No.
It's really not that difficult, especially if you know someone like me who can make it for you. Satura, that's it. Yeah, they're not that difficult to make, so that's why I don't like things like MySpace, because you don't really have an awful lot of control of what you're doing, whereas on your own website, you can do what you like.
Can't
find it on there either. So I find Satura Bristol. No, can't find anything about her apart from on MySpace, and I won't go to MySpace because it crashes my computer.
Okay.
So I'll have to take your word for it, Dave.
Maybe the listeners to your podcast will take the trouble to go to MySpace, and they might do,
Dave.
Yes, I hope they do.
Yes, well, if they can find it. Will there be a link to her website on your fine website, Dave?
Not on my website, but maybe on my presenter's page on BCFM.
Oh, right, okay. I don't always link to that, actually. I normally just
www.bcfm.org.
No, actually, it's linked to off your website, though, isn't it? Off cappuccinopieceofcake.com.
Yeah. So you could go to my website. You can go to.
It's a long old journey they've got to go on, isn't it? We're sending them off. Take something warm to wear and a drink.
Yeah, she's not actually on my website, unfortunately, because it was in the studio. And as I might have mentioned before, anything recorded in the studio is not allowed on my website.
Isn't it?
By BCFM law.
It's the law.
But okay. Anything I record outside, like, i.e. the Zen Hussies, who we've had on, and also Dan Everett, you can find them on the website.
Oh, I see.
Yes.
Oh, right.
I've recorded myself is on the website.
Right, got you.
From BCFM itself.
Right, well, so, that's okay then. We don't want to break any laws. Actually, we do. I do want to break laws.
Some
laws are just bloody stupid. Some copyright laws are ridiculous. Like, if I wanted to play a Beatles track on my podcast, why the hell shouldn't I play it? That's what I think. I mean, I don't, because people go, oh, no, you can't play
it. You could pick up your guitar and play a Beatles song, couldn't you?
I could.
There'd be nothing wrong with doing that. No, but you couldn't actually play the Beatles.
Yeah, why not? What harm would it do? In actual fact, it would do good. If I played a song by the Beatles, like, I don't know. Oh, what was I playing the other night? Golden Slumbers.
Yeah, it's a great song.
Oh, just a fantastic tune. I'd like to do that one day. Just go. Actually, there was a podcaster, either last year or year before, I can't remember which, probably last year, who used to play really funky tunes, really, really good. And then one day just went, do you know what? Sod it. I'm going to play this song by Ossie Bissa. And I really, really don't care because it's a great track. And it was like, yeah. And then actually he went off and just started doing that. He just played what he wanted then. He didn't play independent music anymore. And I don't know what happened to him. But I mean, if you play too much of it, it ends up being like, this is my mixtape. You're like, well, yeah, okay. But
if you mix it in a little bit with what you do, yeah.
Yeah, what would it matter? If we said, oh, well, this sounds a little bit like so-and-so. Oh, and here is a little bit of that. And we played some of it. They'd be like, oh, no, you can't play this. It's like, what does it matter?
Indeed.
One day, Dave. Come the day of the revolution. We need a few more rights. A few more rights to go, rights for the right thing. Not for getting a new pair of track pants and going shopping in Lidl.
No.
All right, mate. Well, that's lovely.
Okay, Nick. Well, I'll see you next week.
I'll see you next week. All right, mate. Lovely. See ya. Bye.
Take care.
Hello. This is That Posh Bird again. For more information on who has been played on the podcast, simply go to isthisthingonpodcast.com. Can you do that? Good.
And if you go there, you will see the show notes for this podcast. And before that, you'll see a little glimpse of what I'm going to be doing next. I've got, as I said, I'm going to take the whole of November off. Where does it look? I've got a calendar here. Let's have a look. So I'm going to take the whole of November off from podcasting. So this is my last one for a while. And I'm going to come back on December the... Now, it's not going to be then. It's going to be... I think it's the 4th of December. The 4th of December, that's when the next podcast will be at. So it's going to be a few weeks. I'm just busy. I've got 7 gigs to do. So that takes up sort of preparation time. I want to do some rehearsing for these gigs. As some of them are quite long. And they make, you know, quite important gigs. I'm also starting another podcast, a video podcast. Now, you might have heard of Watch Your Mothers from years gone by. Remember Watch Your Mothers back in the annals of time? Well, also, there's a new thing that we've been doing for a while called Hot Potatoes Podcast. And it's something that I've been contributing to with just sort of like putting the odd tune into it. And also, I'm editing it now. And I've made a video for the first 2 minutes of the last... This is a bit complicated, this. The last Hot Potatoes thing they did was Hot Potatoes Nights, which was a sort of shortened version, and I made a video of a little film with potatoes as characters for the first 2 minutes of it, and I wrote an intro song and an outro. Was it an outro song the same? No, it's the same. An intro for that podcast, and it was a little bit popular. So what we've decided to do is to kind of throw ourselves into it a little bit throw ourselves into it. There's a new website, which is this no it's not is this thing on it's hotpotatoespodcast.com, And at the moment, there's nothing on there. Well, there's the video of the trailer of the Hot Potato Nights. I hope you're making notes on this. Don't worry, but there'll be no test afterwards. But I'm going to... because these films might take a little bit longer to make. So I've got that to do. I'm doing a new podcast, another website, which I'm going to build a forum in this website. It's a WordPress website, so I'm going to put a forum in it. And it's going to be for musicians, just for musicians, to... and mainly it's going to be acoustic musicians to recommend gigs they've played all over the world. It will start off just with a few people that I know, and once that's kind of running, I'll maybe advertise it a little bit more on the podcast when it comes back in December. It's just sort of, if you want to play a gig, the idea being is if you want to play a gig in Leeds, let's say, for instance, well, you know, people that live in Leeds know the good places to play and would say, well, if you play here, you'll get 20 quid for it, or whatever. Do you know what I mean? This is a good gig. So it's all going to be recommended by musicians, and it's going to be a forum. So I've got to build that as well. I'm all trying to organise a European tour for next year. sounds quite grandiose, but basically I'm just writing loads of emails and sending lots of emails to various countries in Europe. So I've got that to do. And I want to do all that in November. So that's why I'm not going to be doing the podcast, because it just means it just frees up some time, because the stuff I do with Paul takes an evening, the stuff I do with Dave takes a morning or an evening, depending on what time of the week we do it. Actually doing the recording the podcast takes time, organising, you know, all this takes time, and I'm just going to have a bit of a break from it. So what I would suggest you do, dear listener, is if you really miss the podcast and think, oh God, how can I survive? How can I live without the podcast? Well, go to the website, which Posh Bird just told you about. It's thisthingonpodcast.com. And there's podcasts like from years ago that you can go back to, that playing music and talking, and there's some with comedy in them. There's some with What Your Mother's Doing reviews, I think from about 20 or 30. Episode 20 and 30, there's an episodes of doing that. Of them doing that, and lots of other little bits and pieces that you wouldn't have heard of, like APOC had a spot, and so they're all there. That's the thing with podcasts. Wherever we go, us podcasters, we take all our podcasts with us, and they stay there forever. So have a look around the website and find other podcasts to listen to. I mean, you can also do that from iTunes. So that's what I'd recommend you do, actually. You can go to the website, or if you subscribe to this through iTunes, and now some people have got this thing about iTunes, I can't go to iTunes because Apple, blah, blah, blah. Oh, you know, do yourself a favour. You know, let it go. Let it go. It's just another computer company. Just like Windows, whatever, Linux, whatever. You know, just get iTunes. It's an application. It's like Windows Media Player. Think of iTunes as Windows Media Player. It's a piece of software that enables you to play things. So what you do is you go on a podcast. If you listen to this on or whatever, wherever you listen to it, go on to iTunes. Just download iTunes and install. It's not going to steal your soul. It really, really isn't. Go on there, and you'll see. You'll find it. There's links on the website that will actually open up iTunes for you to the pages. And just have a dip in and out. I've done jazz specials. I've done female-only specials. There's loads of different bits of podcasts there for you. So use this time, use this month away wisely, and go back and have a little listen. See what you like. Send me an email. Whatever you want to do. Or not. Follow me on. Oh yeah, the new Twitter feed for the podcast is _isthisthingon. Yeah, _isthisthingon. Anyway, let's have some music. I'm going to natter a little bit about liking on Facebook pages soon, but I'm going to play you a track by a guy called Owen Hackett. Now, Owen Hackett sent me a track a couple of weeks ago. I listened to it. I thought, oh, this is awful. And it just goes to show, you know, give something a second listen. Listen to it today, and I thought, bit good this is. So here we go. This is let me find my notes, because I'm all over the shop here. Owen Hackett. This is a great little tune. This, it's just a solo singer and guitar, but I can imagine this with a band. Definitely imagine this with a band. This is Owen Hackett and Come Back to Me, and it's rather good.
Lately, the love between us has been disappearing, but it's still there. I know it's temperamental. I'm aware, but we can find ways to make it work. Come back to me when you start crying on the phone. Come back to me when you're tired and alone. Oh. Strangely, I've been slowly sinking in a daydream. Not all day. I know it's getting dangerous, but I don't care. Oh, we can find ways to make it work. Come back to me when you stop crying on the phone. Come back to me. Oh, when you're tired and alone. Oh, come back, come back, come back. Oh, come back to me. Oh, when you're tired and alone.
Hi, my name's Izzy, and you're listening to Nick Tans Is This Thing On Podcast.
See, how hard was that?
Very.
Wonderful. Now, this is one of those tracks that was hanging around in that hidden folder I spoke about earlier on. This is a band called Son of Eagle. This is called Another Song. It's very, 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 very good.
Silence is so golden. Could you spend a day with nothing said? Take me out to nowhere. We can run amongst the trees and pines of old once more. Sounds like rain is coming. Let's run away for now until the storm has passed. Love is blind, they tell you. So shut your eyes and pray this love will last. Save me another one.
silence is so golden. Could you spend a day with nothing said at all? Take me out to somewhere where rivers run and forests rule and our love can grow. Now we're back together. Won't you sing me another song? Won't you sing me another song? Won't you sing me another song? Won't you sing me another one?
G'day, I'm Eric from Channel Eric. Streif, you're listening to Is This Thing On with Nick Tan.
Yeah, that was a really good track. I really like that. Son of Eagle, and another song. There's something about the vocal that's very familiar. I don't know if it sounds like somebody else, but it's very, very familiar indeed. Black Mamba, that's what I'm going to play you next. I downloaded this track. He told me the tracks are all up there, ready to be downloaded. Black Mamba, had to. Love it. Love the track. Listen to this. This is Black Mamba and something. Oh, God, what's it called? To be honest, lovely track. Short, very, very sweet.
Silver Bone. Black Mamba. Breaking up ain't easy for me. The end's less like hell, it's more like purgatory. My love is harder, the art of an untold story. My mind soaring full of over-romanticized memories of you and me. My friends told me to let it be, but I can't let it be. You brought me to my highest peak, and it ain't fair. I can't breathe without you next to me. You're my air, and do I dare share my nightmares of nights where you couldn't fight fair. Hoping to find a woman who might care as much for me as a sneakerhead cares for his nightmares, and my dreams might tear away from reality. My mind drifts drastically, writing dramatically, trying to remember everything that I drink to forget as I drink my regrets and drunkenly confess that it's hard for me to see the purity and clarify the spirit with things. Murky crystal balls and unforeseen destiny. The past is just pestering. Is it death or are they just testing me? Don't mind my mind, it's just a waste of time. I'm trying to chime in with another rhyme of mine. Is the question mark on a oh so special heart just a blatant reminder of things that'll never be mine? And I finally understand all of those lines and all of those songs. Like, this house just ain't no home, and ain't no sunshine when she gone. And I know they'll call it SEMO, but maybe by my next song, baby, I'll just move on. But for right now, I'ma tell you how I feel, and I promise I'ma keep it real. Yeah, for right now, I'ma tell you how I feel, and I promise I'ma keep it real, for real, for real. Don't believe a word I say, especially if I'm okay. Don't believe a word I lie, especially if I say I'm fine. Oh, 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 oh. Oh, oh. Don't believe a word I say, especially if I'm okay. Don't believe a word I lie, especially if I say I'm fine. Oh, oh. Oh, 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 oh. Don't believe a word I say, especially I'm okay. Don't believe a word I lie, especially when I say I'm fine. You can't believe a word I say, especially if I'm okay. Today, 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 today.
You're listening to Is This Thing On with Kid Russell. Make sure to get my album. Thanks.
Peace. 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 Lovely, lovely little track back, remember, to be honest, fantastic. I love the production on that as well. The, you know, yeah, not production, isn't the production? Do you know what the production actually is? You know, it's all those other little bits and pieces that, you know, it goes from left ear to right ear and all that sort of stuff. This next band will be my favourite band of the moment. I found them in another folder. I put stuff away and I just can't find it anywhere. This is a band called White Bone Rattle. Yeah, remember that name, White Bone Rattle. This is quite a spectacular song. It's called The Ferryman, and I'm sure you're going to love it.
Hey everybody, this is Salmi Dahlstrom, and you're listening to
That is a White Bone Rattle and The Ferryman, and I can tell you something, Paul Lane will be all over that. You can keep your Noel Gallagher. That sounds like heated up Coldplay. Gold Halliger, that new Noel Gallagher single. God, dearie me, is that all he can come up with? Is that the best he can come up with? A three-chord sort of little song with a little load of production on it? Rubbish. Bloody rubbish, mate. It's the Emperor's New Clothes. Emperor's New Clothes. He's done it. He's had his day. Bye-bye, Noel. Bye-bye, mate. You've had all our money. Bye-bye now. Anyway, move over, because that's White Bone Rattle. Fucking brilliant little track, The Ferryman there. Now, Dave Miles, you heard earlier on, had a cup of tea and a piece of cake. Now, Dave used to be in a band with me called, what were we called? Drunk on Logic. That's right, Dave. Drunk on Logic. Now, I wrote a song for Dave, and it was a kind of a list song. And it was an answer to this song I'm going to play you now by us. Well, by Dave, actually. Dave's singing it. I'm doing some... What am I doing? I'm playing djembe on it. And Paul Harris, who used to be a monk, not a monk anymore. Monk no more, I think we call him. Is playing guitar on it and doing some weird vocals. I think this may have been the first ever gig we did. So this is a bit live, very live. And I think it was recorded on a cassette. I'm pretty sure it's recorded on the cassette, to tell you the truth. And I'm not sure where it is we recorded it, but it was a while ago. It's quite a while ago. It's over 10 years ago we recorded this. And it's a great tune. It's all about Dave's experiences travelling around India. And it's by us. You can't get it. Actually, there is one site where you can hear our stuff, which is Reverb Nation. If you go to Reverb Nation, look for Drunk on Logic. I think we've had two people listen since we've been on it. I just put it on there for a laugh, really. So, yeah, if you want to do that. Anyway, listen to the song. This is Subcontinental Traffic Sip Blues. I will make no excuse for the sound quality. You just have to strain your ears a little bit. Anyway, have a listen to this.
Okay, this is another song about India, really. Can't remember all the words.
You're just fine.
Okay. One, two, three, four. Sitting in a sand dune, staring out at the moon, slowly counting out the time, cruising down so sublime, sitting out here in sight, subbing all the travel lights, choosing all the best cups, living rough in other. Sorting batter up your nose, nodding like a drug dog, playing like a demagogue, in and out, up and down, sideways through, round and round, and forward back, with a pack, you're jumping off that luggage rack. Get your tattoo on your face, wanna see the Viet Cong, topping on a plastic bomb, laying underneath the stars, clutching on your Mars bars, gotta take a new step. Walking sideways like a crab, in and out, up and down, sideways through, round and round, and forward back, with a pack, you're jumping off that luggage rack, my son. Yeah. face on her hand, that looking like a bum wreck, digging up the magic weed side and on a worry beast, raising all the fur world, never catch a common cold, floating as a fleet, freak trying to turn the other cheek, weaving flowers in your hair, turning circles into spreads, puffing on a boom boom, reeking eats a perfume, silly blisters in your mouth, going down the deep south, making out you're having fun, burning in the hot sun, in and out, up and down, sideways through, round and round, and forward back, with a pack, you're jumping off that luggage rack, darling. Watching as the world goes by, trying to grow a fur life, fighting for a common cause, closing all the old doors, painting pictures on your jokes, choosing all your ethnic clothes, give a dog a sound kick, eat a bug a sexy, flush your past down the fan, change the name to Avaran, falling all over dead edge, let your head turn into threads, jumping on a eight ball, getting on the age of self, putting all the world right, man, you're simply out of sight, in and out, up and down, sideways through, round and round, and forward back, with a pack, you're jumping off that luggage rack, man. Around the sand with a trendy wristband, singing all the right on songs, I haggle for a pair of thongs, cutting out the blue fly, sweating while your shirt dries, imagining you're so cool, splashing around the hotel pool, sucking out the leeches, raving on the beaches, itching from the bed bugs, drinking out of dirty mugs, touching up with tummer tracks, patronising old tracks, getting bored of fellas, don't gotta get the next plane home, in and out, up and down, sideways through, round and round, and forward back, with a pack, you're jumping off that luggage rack, I said in and out, up and down, sideways through, round and round, and forward back, with a pack, you're jumping off that luggage rack, I said in and out, up and down, sideways through, round and round. Thanks for coming, everyone. And forward back, with a pack, you're jumping off that luggage rack.
Yes, hi, this is Scott Turchin here in beautiful Los Angeles, California, and you're listening to Is this thing on?
And the crowd went wild. And they did, actually. I can't remember where it was we recorded that. But it was a good night. Good night, that was. Now, the next track I'm going to play is by a band called Tragic O'Hara. Now, I look at what I do is when I'm putting this podcast together, I look at have a list of who the people I'm playing, believe it or not. I've got a list of what I'm playing and what song I'm playing. And I go on Facebook and I find their page and I like it. Just because what I'll do later on is when I put the podcast up, I do a bit of publicity for it, and I tag people's names and things. Now, let's talk about this just briefly before I go. I don't want to end on a sour note, but this liking a Facebook page. Now, look, just because someone likes your Facebook page doesn't mean an awful lot. It looks good. The stats look good. You know, that's all very well and good that, you know, so many people like your Facebook page. And people are judged on it. But once you've liked someone's Facebook page, that's it. You're out of there. You have nothing more to do with them, pretty much. I mean, if it's a group, if there's a group you've got, if you've had a group for your band or for yourself, then that's fine because you can chat within that group. You used to be able to email within the group on Facebook, but you can't anymore. But the Facebook page, it's okay. If you're going to do something, it's like my Facebook page, brilliant. What you really want to do is to get a website and get people to go there and subscribe to it. And then any new thing that comes out on your Facebook, on your website, then that's all good too, yeah? So let's just try and get ourselves sorted, people. Sorry. I'm kind of trying to get my dander up, but I'm not because I'm in too cool a mood. Although I've got to go back to school. I've got to go back to work tomorrow. I don't want to go back to work tomorrow. I've had a week off. I don't want to go back. I've had so much fun this week making little films and recording songs and writing comedy stuff, which is my new thing at the moment, comedy things. And also, anyway, enough about me. Let's hear some lovely music. I've got three more tracks to play. The next is by a band called The Tragic O'Hara. Ah, Tragic O'Hara, this is where I came in. I looked at their Facebook page and I couldn't find one. I found Tragic O'Hara is Innocent and I thought, is that them? I'm not sure. I can't remember where I got the track from. You know, it's normally an email with an attachment. And I thought, is that them or not? What's Tragic O'Hara? Oh, sorry. Oh, dearie me. Am I missing out on something? It's like, was there a meeting I missed out on? Anyway, this is a great little track. This is Tragic O'Hara and Queen of Hearts.
There's something beating in this empty chest. Leave me alone with my loneliness, and I don't know what I do to make you feel this way. I walk in water every single day. An arrow when a bullet will do. Now you've got a gun, girl, doesn't mean you should shoot. So ain't it a shame that I can't take the blame? Oh, every time you pull the trigger, every time I change my name. So wouldn't you like to know? Or wouldn't you like to know? So wouldn't you like to know? How of all the cards, you'll never beat the Queen of Hearts. Broke my heart and tried to feed me the glue, so I would stick around and you could tie me down. Whisper me sweet nothings, I won't make a sound. I know you love me cause you say that you do. Just because you say it doesn't mean that it's true. And I don't give a damn how many lies I see, as long as it's you who's telling lies to me. So wouldn't you like to know? Or wouldn't you like to know? Wouldn't you like to know how of all the cards you'll never beat the Queen of Hearts?
Songs.
Do, dear.
Yes, Mummy. What can I do?
Well, dear, you can go to
www.nicktan.co.uk. Will there be details of his gigs there too, Mummy?
Yes, dear.
Will there be pictures of him and his instruments? Oh, Mummy, please say yes.
Yes, dear.
Will there be widgets too, to click on? You know, those ones that link to his blogs and his podcasts.
Yes, dear.
And links to his friends' websites too.
Yes, dear.
Mummy.
Yes, dear.
Are there links to simply everything that Nick Tan does there?
Yes, dear.
What was the address again, Mummy dearest?
www.nicktan.co.uk.
Oh, thank you, Mummy. Thank you so very much.
And if you want to find out if I'm doing a gig near you, or you're interested in my tracks or anything else that I'm doing blog-wise and all that sort of stuff, then get over to there and you can sign up for my newsletter, which I send out every so often. I've also got a thing called, if you've got a BlackBerry Messenger, I've got a Black, what I call the Tan Clan, which is one of those little, they call them barcodes, but they're not barcodes, are they? There's a barcode thing. So if you've got BlackBerry Messenger and you want to find out about my Tan Clan, which is basically when I'm doing gigs or if I've got anything new coming out, the Tan Clan, get to hear about it first. Then it goes on the website, etc., etc., if you're interested in my music and also other things that I do. Right, two more tracks to go. One is by me, which is the last track, and the next one was also in that lost folder. This is a band called The Scene Continental. Great track, this. Stranger. Very nice indeed. That was The Scene Continental and Stranger. So that's it, everybody, for a few weeks. I'll be back on the 4th of December? So I've told you all the bits and pieces. Go onto the website if you want to find out more. All the show notes for people, places for people to click on, places to go, people to meet, all those sort of things. I'm going to finish up with a nice little instrumental track I did. Well, it's an instrumental cut of one of my songs called You've Changed. I'm still waiting for someone who I think can sing it for me. Do you think you could sing it for me? Do you think you could do that? You reckon? Oh, okay. Well, have a listen to this and see what you think. This is You've Changed by me. You can't buy it anymore. Oh, you might be able to buy it on iTunes. Not too sure. I'm buying loads of old rubbish up on iTunes. Ha, 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 ha. It's all there. Right, well, I'll see you in a few weeks then. Okay, bye.
Hello, this is That Posh Bird again. For more information on who has been played on the podcast, simply go to isthisthingonpodcast.com. Can you do that? Good. This is The Posh Bird, and you have been listening to Nick Tan's Is This Thing On podcast. Fucking good, wasn't it?